Good morning. In studying the teachings of the Buddha, the Enlightened One, we come to realize that in this world, nothing happens without cause and condition, and nothing is permanent. Anything and everything have their causes and conditions for the effect to take place. Nothing happens without cause and conditions. For a flower to bloom, the petals to fall, the fruits to grow and develop, the fruits and leaves fall and be part of the soil, which in turn nurtures the plants to grow and to have more flowers and so forth. The natural way of carrying this nature in its own way is the natural flow of cause and conditions and its resultant effect. The process of my birth into this world, my aging and my becoming sick, and eventually be gone from this world is also due to the cause and condition. No one is up there to pulling string and say, you shall die today. It is all my karmic condition and causes. The law of cause and condition, therefore, places us in a different, various position or role in our life. For example, through various causes and conditions, I am a husband to my wife. Through various causes and conditions, I am a father to my children. I am a grandfather to my grandchildren. Also, I am son to my mother, who is 96 years old and about to be 97 next month. At this moment, I am a speaker over this radio, KZU, and you are the listeners. I can be a customer at the shopping mall, a patient at the doctor's office, a student at the cultural class in senior citizens program, and so forth. Depending on various situations, I play different roles in my life. This is all due to various conditions in our life. I remember over 40 years ago, or maybe close to 50 years in Japan, when my wife gave birth to our first child, a daughter, my friend reminded me, and I clearly remember to this day. He said, your newly born daughter had made you a parent. How true. We cannot call ourselves a father and son, or mother and children, unless we have a child. Our relationship of parents and child was therefore formed simultaneously. We interdependently exist. This interdependent relationship is also due to the law of cause and condition. Simply put, we do not exist alone. We exist relying on so many matters and so many factors that may be known or unknown to us. And through the process of causes and conditions, we exist together. We are indeed living in the world of intricate web of interconnected world. For example, the last month or so, maybe 2 months or so, we have had a series of windy, rainy, and occasional sunny days in Hawaii. I don't think we had a whole week of Hawaiian sunny days in the past month or so. It's always fluctuating. We cannot complain our wet weather because in other parts of the world, people had to cope with unusually heavy snowfalls, a winter storm that caused many traffic accidents, many houses collapse under the weight of the snow, or the river water overflow due to melting heavy snow and so forth. Stormy weather condition in the northern Pacific Ocean will bring some good-sized waves to our shores, to the delight of many of our surfers. Our local weather reporters always remind us that global weather system is all connected. Because our world is interconnected due to the various causes and conditions, our world is also unexpected, impermanent, and changing. To illustrate that our world is never the same and always in motion, I would like to share with you my experience of traveling to South American countries back in 1978 to participate in the World Buddhist Women's Convention held in Sao Paulo, Brazil. Back then, I was the resident minister of Lihue Honganji in Kauai, and we organized a group of about 40 members from Kauai for the tour. Over 30 years ago, trip to South America was still not that common, and our once-in-a-lifetime tour itinerary took us, including a brief stopover, following countries: Nicaragua, Panama, Colombia, Peru, Chile, Argentina, Uruguay, Brazil, and Guatemala, a total of 9 South American countries. It was an exciting trip, and we all made our homework as to what to expect of the tour. Our homework of South America revealed to us that, to our interest, that generally South America is mountains, composed of mountains and vast pasture lands. The pasture lands industry produced lots of good meat and good leather goods. The mountains produce many precious jewel stones, such as diamond, aquamarine, emerald, as well as copper and other raw materials. Among the tour group members, men look forward to purchasing some good leather products and enjoy some good steak dinner, while ladies were interested in precious stones. A few days into the tour, and we were curious to find out why we were not served meat, but served lots of chicken dishes. So finally, we inquired our tour guide, with abundant supplies of meat in South America, why is it that we are not served any steak meals? The answer we received was quite surprising and interesting. We were told that since our tour is considered first-class tour with first-class treatment, we had to be served first-class meal. In South America, meat is plentiful, but many good quality meat is exported out of the countries. However, in South America, in contrast to plentiful meat, chicken is precious commodities. So the tour conductors has made conscious effort to serve us their first-class dish, which happened to be the chicken. Needless to say, this misunderstanding was rectified immediately, and we enjoyed the rest of our trip. When places change, the value changes. When time changes, our appreciation changes. Nothing is the same and unchanging anywhere. Everything is impermanent and fluctuates. Monshu Koshin Otani, our spiritual leader in Kyoto, Honzan, says in his Buddha's wish for the world as follows: all things, the water, the air included, are linked together, one thing encircling and being encircled by others. The mountains and rivers bestow us with so many blessings. When the light of Amida Buddha shines on us, we are linked together as lives worthy of compassion, worthy of being liberated from ourselves. All things on earth, all things in the universe are in the fold of greater life force linking us all. Unquote. In this world of changes, the resulting realization of imperfections and limitation, we awaken to the working of great compassion and wisdom that manifests our conscious world. So Amida Buddha and all we are able to enjoy in the journey of life with Onenbutsu. Namo Amida Butsu.